Dear viewers of Madni channel, the final prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, on the day of judgment, there will be no shade besides that of the arsh of Allah Almighty. Three people will be in the shade of the arsh of Allah Almighty. It was then requested, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who will those people? It was stated in reply, firstly, who removed a worry from my ummati. Secondly, the one who revived the sunnah. And thirdly, he who recited salat upon me in abundance. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyiduna Imam Abu Hamid Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has stated, commanding goodness and preventing evil is the greatest pillar of Islam. Due to being related to every aspect of Islam, Allah Almighty sent all of the Prophets alayhimus salam into this world for this very purpose. Dear Islamic brothers, in the terrifying environment of the Day of Judgment, wherein there shall be no shade besides that of the arsh of Allah Almighty, there will be some blessed people who will be under the said shade. These people were those who were obedient to Allah Almighty, and they shall also receive entry for Jannatul Firdaus. From amongst these blessed individuals, Islamic brothers and sisters who invited towards goodness and forbade from evil will be included. Allah Almighty once sent a revelation to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, in which he stated, whoever ordained goodness, forbade from evil and called people towards obeying me, he shall be under the shadow of my arsh on the day of judgment. Dear viewers of Madni channel, a person will only truly realize the importance of arsh and its shade when they consider the horrifying trials of the day of judgment. The sun will be 1 mile away, raining down intense heat and fire. And due to extreme thirst, people's tongues will be hanging out of their mouths, with others droning in sweat. Taking all of this into consideration, we should build a desire to attain the shade, which can only be done by becoming righteous and obedient to Allah Almighty. Imagine walking upon searingly hot desert sand at midday, when the sun is at its peak, and doing so barefoot. If you were to see a place offering shade or cover from the heat, then imagine the happiness and relief one would feel. Having said this, the heat of this world bears no comparison to the severe heat of the day of judgment. So imagine the happiness one would feel if they attain the shade of the arsh at that time. In hopes of attaining the shade of the arsh on the day of judgment, we should strive to spread the invitation towards goodness far and wide in this world, as well as ask for this shade from Allah Almighty. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.